Thank you, David.
It's a good day in the canyon.
It is. It's actually kind of a conspicuous-looking group here today.
I would say so.
Conspicuous. Everybody's smiling, and they have twinkles in their eye. I mean, this is not your go-to-the-mall kind of crowd, or, I mean, most of the time, humans are kind of a little long-faced and not a lot of brightness in the eye, but got a good group here today. I was telling Linda while we were sitting over there that I feel a little wobbly right now. Tobias is really pushing to come in, like, right now.
Just do it.
No. We got too many slides. And, you know, it's funny that the last time, the only time that's happened, was when St. Germain did a channel, and he came in and right away started out.
How many people think that we could do the slides afterward that Jeff
should
just
do
it?
No. Do you know how many people online would get so mad because they're like, well, it's
shame
I don't
on
need,
them.
I don't need to listen to Jeff
them.
And Linda, but I'll
you snooze,
or Tobias.
You lose.
No, we'll
you
ease
snooze,
into it. There's a special reason, and the special reason isn't quite ready.
Okay.
Tobias is ready, but there's
sounds
something
like
else.
A special purpose.
There's something else going on. So anyway, you'll understand in a moment. But anyway, it's good to
so
be here.
What does that feel like to know that you're supposed to, but you're not, but you're supposed to, but you're not?
It just feels like something is about to happen.
Is it like going to the bathroom and then, but not being able to?
I wouldn't put it that way. Remember, I'm dealing with Tobias here, not St. Germain. No, actually, you know what it feels like? And Norma spotted it before. It feels like I'm kind of here, but I'm really not. I'm faking it. I am really trying to push that energy down into my toes because I'm kind of ready to leave the body. So anywhere during this, during the presentation here, if I just fall over, just keep going. You know the slides. We'll just get through it all. Anyway, I got a question to ask before we get into the slides today. Do you have to have like special permission to sit in this front row? Like you have to have cowboy boots on?
Yes.
I don't know if we can get that. Can we get the Robo Roy cam? I don't know if it'll dip that low, but they all have their cowboy boots on. Yeah, special row. Well, I've got mine on today. Yeah.
Well, I kind of got girl boots on.
New Chambra footwear, cowboy boots. Anyway, I want to take a moment to welcome everybody that's here. We have quite a few.
I think people are going to be sad if they get here too late. Maybe people know that they should get their boots.
I don't know. You know,
like
a lot of people online, they kind of wait. We have a good group here today. It looks like it's going to be a full house. Like I said, everybody's smiling and ready to go, like me. But we do. I want to introduce the guests from out of town that
we
are here today.
We have some guests. Yes, we do. We've got Britta here from Spain. Britta, how are you enjoying your visit?
And Britta, you're here for a couple more weeks, aren't you? Through the end of the year?
Until the first week of December.
First of December.
So I will not be. It's the last time at this moment.
Oh.
For a little while.
For a little while.
Well, I think today in particular, for a variety of reasons, we ought to send out some energy, really good loving energy, not forceful energy, but consciousness energy to the U.S. Immigration Service to make it easier for Chambra all around the world who want to come here and visit or stay. There you go, Mark.
Especially when they want to do it right.
I know. So let's do it seriously. Let's just take a deep breath, a breath of openness and consciousness and awareness.
Maybe I would like to say something about this.
Sure. David's going to bring you the microphone, if you wouldn't mind, David, so everybody could hear. Because we have billions of people listening in. Well, if you take the angelic realms, that's a couple thousand. But
I feel and I know if I just choose so, I can create it to stay here. My human mind don't know yet, but a time ago, Sweet Jean helped me she told me too, it's up to you. At this moment, 2 years ago, it wasn't the time, but every time if I choose so, I can create it to be here. Even my human mind don't know. I'm not creating it yet, but I feel I don't know what I want to choose. So this is my part, and I see that people, they really have chosen, and they have no other energies in their way. They manifested it. They are here. So I just allow the customer can be and what they want to do. It's
Thank
their
you.
Part, like the old energy, like the education.
Yeah.
This is one system, but we are creating our own.
Thank
so
you.
That's what's right.
Yeah, let's take a deep breath and open up to that. Thank you. Okay.
We have Anne here from New York, but we're going to talk to Anne a little more because she's on the launch pad.
But I think Anne should just stand up and say hello, Anne. I love the launch pad. It's an opportunity to show what Chumba Around the World is doing, have them here, launch the product, and I can't wait till we get to that.
We have Magdalena and Norbert Kepler from Cologne, Germany here.
That would be Cologne to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you.
Welcome. Glad you could be here.
Thank you.
And you know that where the next Midsummer is going to be is in Germany, in Frankfurt. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then from Spain also, we have Josep Maria Masip. Are you here? Did you make it? Oh, she may be coming. Okay. And from Oceanside, California, our friend Patty Pauletto's back. Where are you, Patty? Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you doing? Good to see you.
And then we were looking. Did Thad make it in? No, Thad didn't make it. Okay. And then I'm going to screw this up.
Just say it really fast.
Torvinger.
Yeah.
From Houston. Torvinger. Are you? Hi.
Good to see you. And would you, what is the correct pronunciation of your names?
Tune
in
Torvanger.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have your baby with you today. Could we feature your baby on camera? What is your baby's name?
Dina.
Dina?
Yes.
Oh, great.
So we have baby cam?
Yeah, baby cam.
We do baby cam?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cute.
She's really cute.
I think you should keep the baby. Really beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Cute. Oh, lost a sock.
Oops. Thank you. Good to see you all.
And I guess that's it. Now that I saw a couple other people walk in, does anybody want to be introduced? I know there are other people that should be. Oh my God!
What?
Happy anniversary, 3 years to our visitor.
I know. Gabriela
Contreras. Yes. Who commutes back and forth from Mexico City, my hermana, and her husband, Ralph, from Evergreen. Yay! Woo!
I don't know time. Gabriela, 3 years that you've been married?
Yep.
Happily married.
I don't know if the microphone is on.
Happily married!
I can hear it. It's the people in Germany right now. Teasing. Three years, and
congratulations.
Could you give the brief story of how you and Ralph met?
Oh no, it is very private.
Not that part of the story, the earlier part of the story.
Before then, right?
No, not that part.
I know that Shamra would like to hear that story, but I
yes.
will not. No! Well, I just saw him and Linda introduced us, and I was with Pink Lady, my sister friend in Mexico, that, by the way, I want to send her a special hug today because she received good news and she's rejuvenating today. So a special hug for her. And I was with her and Linda introduced that. He didn't pay attention to me. Stupid
oh,
one,
yes,
by
he
the
did.
Way.
Oh, yes, he did.
Obviously,
he did. Obviously, he did.
Obviously. But, well, later we're together and I'm happily. And it was a Shambra guy that for me it was a very special thing. We got married in Norman Garrett's house and with... Jeff and Linda married us. And well, I'm very happy traveling back and forth because of some immigration issues once again, by the way. But well, I'm very happy and happy to be here with old Shambra. Astonished because of Garrett's new hair look, by the way. That's a good celebration.
Pull on it. Just.
Well, I'm here and very happy.
Good. Well, thank you. And when you met Ralph, were you both wearing Linda's single and available?
He was wearing it in the third eye.
good to see he's not wearing it anymore. I don't know how many people.
It works. I can tell you, it works.
A lot of people.
Linda is great in doing that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who met through the Crimson Circle. A dozen or two, are married, and a lot of them living together. They met at Crimson Circle events, which is pretty awesome. Yeah.
No, good. Thank you, Jeff Lindan.
Thank you.
It was a nice surprise to see you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope to see you soon.
Okay. Anybody else that we missed from out of town?
What the hell does that mean?
Well, a long way away, not just like Arvada. That doesn't count.
What about Longmont? Does Longmont count?
No. And you got to be further than that. You have to have driven at least about 5 hours.
Oh, well, that's Longmont.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
All right. Hooty and Louise from Taos, New Mexico.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay.
Everybody. Now, 5 hours. You're right on
that. That is at least 5 hours.
You're right on the cutoff. If you drive too fast, you don't get introduced, you know.
Okay. Welcome.
Well, Paula's not from real far. Well, I don't know. Paula Aberdeen is here, and Alan. And you're, Patricia, I'm sorry, I heard Paula over there. Patricia, you're kind of from here, kind of not.
Back and forth.
Right. So let's just pretend we're from Boston.
All the way from Boston. Aberdeen.
We're going to pretend we're from Boston so we can be introduced.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
We're really from Boulder.
Right.
Which, isn't 5 hours. But anyway, we're really happy to be here.
So you have a house now here in Boulder, which is really cool.
Yep.
Do you still have the place in Boston?
Yep.
Good. And it's good that you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we're really happy to be here with
nice
all
to see
of you.
And you. Again.
It's an amazing
Thank
area.
You. You have to stand up and stand up.
Hi.
And
hi, Alan.
You're also from Boulder and where else?
Yes, well, we live together. So.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'm from France, if you want to,
Yeah,
more
sure.
Than 5 hours.
That's more than 5 hours.
More than 5 hours,
yeah.
Sure.
Good to see you, Alan.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad you guys are here.
Okay, does anybody remember last month's shout?
I do.
Well, we're going to do a quick review because it's real easy to forget. And we just like to pick up the energy from where we left off last time. It was our friend Katumi Lal Singh who came in and did the shout called You. He was real animated.
And funny. Oh, he was so funny.
Well, he was animated. I don't know about funny.
He thought he was funny.
Well,
he said if you were an angel, he was funny.
He thought he was funny, but I did get quite a few emails about his incompassionate sense of humor, which we'll talk about in just a moment.
I like that he said he was an ass-ended
master. This was Xiao Tu from the Quantum Leap series. And, yes, he started out with the ass-ended master, but he also had some very profound things
that's
to say.
Very good.
Go ahead. Linda's going to read some of the quotes. And
yeah,
I'll
I'm glad I don't have to maintain that accent.
Yeah.
Okay. When in doubt, go for the experience. You're faced with situations every day in your life. Should I do it? Should I not do it? The fear comes in. You contemplate potential outcomes. And you tend to be biased towards the most fearful, the most dramatic, and the worst possible outcomes. So you don't do anything. I learned a long time ago that the most important thing you could do is go for the experience.
I love this opening that he did for the channel. It's just real simple. You got choices to make. And real often it's easy to look at the fear scenarios. Oh my gosh, what happens if I do this? And what he's saying here is make it real simple on yourself. Go for the experience. What do you have to lose? Go for the choice that's going to give you rich experience. Pretty simple, pretty profound.
Okay, here's the really funny part.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a little spiritual joke that we tell on the other side? Here it goes. A funny thing happened on the way to Ascension. I lost everything. See? They're laughing. Kathumi points to the sky. You're too close to it. You don't get angelic humor because you're too close. But actually, it's a very funny thing that happens on the way to Ascension. You lose everything. I got some questions in my envelope back here that want to challenge
you. Once in a while during the workshop, during the Q&A session, somebody will say, with Tobias or Kathumi, tell us a joke. And they do, and they're really not funny. They're not funny at all in the way we think of jokes, because on the other side, they don't need the conflict and they don't need the duality to make it funny. So Kathumi is trying his sense of humor here. And what was funny about it, that the first time he said it, a funny thing happened on the way to Ascension. I lost everything. The audience was dead. It's like, huh? What's the punchline? And he at the same time was saying, all the angels on the other side were laughing because they get it. They get it. It's a matter of letting go of all the human limitations, the human fears. Just let it go. What's the worst that's going to happen? What's already happened to you before? You die. But in letting go of everything, you gain everything. So to them, it was really funny. A funny thing happened on the way to Ascension. I lost everything. I got some hate email. Well, I got some very terse emails from people saying it's really not very funny. And especially, as we know, if you're right in the middle of it, it's really not that funny when you're going through a health issue or a relationship issue or particularly a financial issue. It's really not very funny because you're so much a part of it. But they're saying you learn through those trials and tribulations to let go, ultimately to absolutely trust yourself. When you trust yourself, you set up a whole different dynamic for your energy magnet, whatever you want to call it, and things just start working out. Getting there is tough, but once you really let go, it's like, wow, that was stupid. Why was I holding on to all that for a lifetime? So, funny thing happened on the way to Ascension. I lost everything. Ha ha ha. Still not very enthusiastic. All right, we'll get there. Anyway, he went on to say,
actually, the one thing that made that tolerable was the fact that each one of them, Tobias, Kathumi, and Saint Germain, each have their own story of losing everything. That was the only reason I was going to allow that humor.
Well, that's why I love those guys, because they've been here on Earth. They're not just like, no offense, Archangel Michael, but he's never been here in human form, fully embodied. These guys have been. Kathumi lived in the 1800s, had a mental breakdown, went crazy, was incapacitated for a couple of years, just laying in bed, probably drooling all over himself. And he's a grand ascended master now. Saint Germain, who else in the world, in the universe, could possibly get trapped inside a crystal for 100,000 years?
I'm surprised he tells that story.
I mean, after a month, I think I would figure it out. For 100,000 years. But he had that same thing. And the crystal that he talks about is really a metaphor. It's his own stuff. And he blamed it on who?
Humans.
Chambra, you. You did it back in Atlantis. And then
nice
finally,
story.
And then finally, Tobias, his last lifetime on Earth, he dies in prison. I mean, he got locked away, obviously, for something he really didn't do. But he got locked up, died in prison. But through that experience, learned to let go, and is now a grand ascended master. So they can make jokes like that.
Right.
Ha, ha, ha. Because then we went on to say, oh, could I interrupt?
Please. Oh, I'm begging you. Please, please.
I just wanted to point out we're up here in Cold Creek Canyon, 8,000 feet elevation. What is that, Alan? About 2,700 feet or meters or pretty high. Not a lot around. You have to go about 22 miles to the nearest real store, anything like that. So we've been, over the years, improvising on our internet service because we're literally right now webcasting around the world to, we figure about 25,000 people. at this moment. And we used to, John Kaderick, our technical guru, kind of used to string funny phone lines together to try to get a signal out of here. And then we upgraded to kind of a wireless, the signal from the hall bounces off of somebody's house down the road, and that bounces off a telephone pole about 5 miles past that, makes its way back to Netherland, which, not Netherlands, but Netherland, a little mountain community, and then goes into the public service. So John and the crew have had a real interesting time of trying to get a good signal, mm-hmm. signal out of here. And today, literally today, we now have DSL up here. It's a high-speed line.
John, is it working?
Yeah, is it working? Oh, good.
Yay!
It's a
fabulous,
a good high-speed line. And so, actually, I'd be curious, for those who are listening today, if you notice an improvement in the quality, you don't get kicked offline as much, just post something on the message board under create a topic. We love that signal or something like that, and let us know how it is. Okay, go ahead.
When you're fully present and your full being, every part of you, your past, your now, your potentials, then all things work out. It's a very simple principle. When we do my movie, we're going to do some actual experiments. We'll work with Chambra, and then we're going to work with others, not so Chambra. We'll take a look at life paths. We'll make a comparison. What happens when you're present?
If you remember from the Quantum Leap, when Kathumi did the channel, he talked about his movie, What's Missing, and it really talks about the importance of being fully present in your body, in this now moment, and when you are, you really attract a whole different type of energy to you. You attract more abundance. Your body can do a better job at rejuvenating itself. Your mind is a lot clearer. So you ask, well, how come people aren't present, and where are they if they aren't? Well, they're not present because they're not fully in their body, but because they're not really accepting the reality. They're not accepting their responsibility for creating their lives, and they kind of exist in kind of an in-between state, partly in their body, partly out. Kind of, and when they're the part that's out of their body isn't in some grand, glorious dimension. It's in kind of a dimension X, kind of gray dimension, fuzzy land, you know. And that's very tiring on the body, mind, and spirit. So he says, be here.
I notice he's talking about his movie again. Did you get any feedback for all the everybody else's movies that he trashed before his has even come out
no.
yet?
No, we haven't talked about that. I haven't heard from anybody's attorney. So
that's lucky.
No.
Okay.
He went on to say,
Pranta is the flow of consciousness into energy into this reality. It's flowing right now all around this room. It radiates from each and every one of you, and it can be measured. That's one of the things we're going to do in my soon-to-be video. We'll look at how your Pranta has a profound effect on everything around you.
Do you notice he has a profound way of self-promoting his movie and just about every other paragraph? He says this energy that he calls Pranta, which has also been called Pran, it's an energy that flows from us. He said it can actually be measured. I haven't asked yet how, you know, what type of instruments or anything like that. But we're going to do a channel pretty soon with Kathumi, just kind of privately, and talk about the video and talk about how do you measure this thing. So it'll be fascinating.
Okay.
He went on to promote his movie even more.
No, I think you were... No, you have to... Oh, you printed one twice. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Spirituality, religion, psychology, philosophy... All those things are so yesterday. Today it's about you. Do you get it? Do you get it? You're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
You can lie if you want. It is about you. You are the new religion. You are the new psychology. You are the new energy.
Basically what he's saying here is that in this new energy, it's about you. Over the ages, you know, we've been kind of hypnotized and kind of told that it's not about you. Don't be selfish. You know, think of everybody else. You know, they talk about Atlantis being a very communal society. Everything was done for the good of the group. And they say that was fine back then. It was part of the evolution of our consciousness. But now, in the new energy, it's about you. It's about you are God also. It all starts right there. Don't have that guilty feeling about it being about you. There's a big difference between being selfish and being self-full, being in touch with yourself. When you're in touch with yourself, when it's about you, you're going to make a great teacher. You're going to be connected with all your aspects. You're going to be happy. You look at me doubtfully.
No, I was drifting off into La La Land.
Oh, and I'm supposed to do that.
I just all of a sudden got a feeling. It's like, ooh, wow.
It's kind of a nice feeling,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, really was. Wow.
They're kind of moving in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The new energy is the you energy. How do you like that for a bumper sticker? Apparently that's an order. Okay. When you're divine and acting accordingly, creating accordingly, this changes the world. When you are so integrated and in love with you, absolutely in love with you, your pronto changes. There's a physics that takes place that creates a new potential for a world that is hungry for it, a world that is hungry for new answers.
I love that line. The new energy is the you energy. That's basically saying that humans are looking for the standard. They're looking to see somebody, to be aware of somebody that really has it together, that doesn't have to force it or fake it or try to manipulate it. You just are. You're fully present. You're here. That's the best thing a teacher can have, teacher of consciousness. He went on to say,
you are here in these final experiences of your times on earth, creating your master's peace. It's something that's going to be very precious to you when you move beyond the realms of earth. You are weaving a beautiful piece of cosmic jewelry, a beautiful creation, a celestial painting, whatever it happens to be. But it's going to be the most precious item that you have when you depart this place called earth.
He really didn't define what that was. I mean, I know it's about experience. It's about what you're creating for yourself. If you are choosing that this is your last lifetime on earth, you're creating this master's piece that he says you'll bring with you, kind of the real remembrance of earth, what it was like to be here. He might explain a little bit more in this.
A little bit more.
Oh, yeah, he does in this next slide.
In the third circle, you'll wear it proudly. It will always remind you of your experiences on earth, and it will remind you of the joys of living. It will remind you of the difficulties of being in the human realms. It will remind you of the loves and the losses. It will remind you of your own transformation from what was an angelic being into a human being and now into your being.
He's saying we're really creating experiences in our life right now. Remember, they say we don't have to be here. We didn't have to come back. We chose to be back on earth right now. And so in these in this final part of our lifetime, we're just creating our master's piece, kind of like the this beautiful experience of energy that we take with us to remember what it was like being here on earth.
I like this channel because each time I found myself with it, that it's been really interesting because it's actually been more about doing no things, standing back. And it's been really interesting to observe this month all the potentials and the changes when you're willing to do that. It's really been a profound, really profound information. All right.
He went on to say,
so nice. I encourage each and every one of you to absolutely enjoy every moment, every day, and every experience of life. It's your choice to be here. It could also be your choice to have it simple, beautiful, rewarding. You don't have any needs to struggle for anymore. You don't need that as a part of your soul being. You don't need that to show that you are a human. It can be so easy. There's not a single human, a group of humans, or a group of angels now that can alter you. That can take away from you. Your path of creatorship is wide open. Choose whatever you want.
So that was Kathumi's channel, You. And it was, by the way, it's nice to see a little bit more of Kathumi. He was away for quite a while. And it's nice that he's coming around more. I kind of see as Tobias is kind of starting to I don't want to say he's leaving because he's actually coming in, but I see that Kuthumi's becoming more active. Okay, let's talk about recent events. Wasn't that cool?
Oh, all right.
I'll show it again. All right. Watch that. Wow. We spare no expense here. That was a $59 software program that we're using to get that. Anyway, recent events. It was we were around the month of October, around in the States, but we had wonderful training out at Lake Tahoe.
Amazing.
For Dreamwalker Ascension.
Amazing.
It was the first group of Dreamwalker Ascension teachers.
We have several here. Just would you quick stand up if you were at the Ascension training?
Dreamwalker Ascension training?
See?
Wow.
Woo!
Awesome.
And several classes have already been scheduled?
Yeah, I want to say that we had over 50 teachers there. If you're interested in taking Dreamwalker Ascension from one of the teachers, look on the website. A lot of them are being listed now, both
right now.
In Europe and here in the States. We were at the Hyatt at Lake Tahoe, and, of course, Norman Garrett and Doug Davies and Jan was there, Maggie Hofgarten. We go through five pretty intense days covering all the material. We watch all the DVDs and say, now, what was Tobias saying there, and what was St. Germain saying? We get into kind of the core and the principles. We talk about the business of being a teacher, how to set up classes, even down to how to set up your projectors and your computers and everything else. So it's pretty intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Following the, just a few more shots of the, that's Dr. Doug up talking to the group. And this is the window out of the room that we're in holding the meeting, looking out on Lake Tahoe. I mean, what a life. We're doing something right, but we had some beautiful days out there, and it was really special. Following the Dreamwalker Ascension teacher training, then we did the sexual energy teacher training. We had about 20 from all over the world. And again, very intensive. We go through the materials, and if you can imagine, here's somebody sitting through the course. They've already taken the class, like sexual energies, but we find it's very easy to get caught in that energy again. That's one of the things we do in the training is say, okay, you do have to stand behind the short wall. When you're teaching this class, you don't want to get all caught up in your energy. You're there for the students. There's a fuzzy shot of Norma. Sorry, Norma, but you had that energy around you. And then here's the SES group on graduation day. So it was incredible. Upcoming events. It gets busy now.
Don't look at me.
Some of the teacher training classes, if you want to become a certified Chambra Institute teacher, a few of the things coming up are the sexual energy teacher training in Sydney, Australia, coming up in, a few weeks.
And yep.
Sydney, Australia.
That would be 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And I think we're sold out on that. Is that right, Susie? We're sold out. Okay. The next Dreamwalker Ascension teacher training is in Amersfoort, the Netherlands, which is just outside Amsterdam in mid-February. And then sexual energy teacher training in Amersfoort following that.
That's correct.
21st through the 25th. So Amersfoort is also the home of Jan Brouwer, our chief operations officer. But it won't be in his home. Dreamwalker Ascensions, if you are interested in just taking the class, these are the last three schools that Linda and I are going to do live channels. I'll be in Sydney, Australia, November 30th through December 2nd. Tokyo, Japan, January 14th. This is working for both of us. January 12th through the 14th. And then Tel Aviv, Israel, February 13th through the 15th. So that, and those will be the final ones that Linda and I do live. We should have probably started that channel.
I'm gone.
I think Linda and I are both up here. We're just like,
I'm gone.
Get grounded. Okay, I'll have a little water. Let's all take a deep breath. I can just feel we're both just kind of floating away.
Finding Your Passion Workshop in Adelaide, Australia. That's a two-day, very special workshop, very focused on being with you, finding out more of who you are and all the parts of you to find your passion.
Thank you.
Very special, and it will limit to a fairly small group. So if it works for you, that we will. We're not doing very many of those, so it's a special workshop.
No, we did the first one in Finland back in June, and we're doing this. Tobias is very specific. He takes the group through some very specific kind of exercises in how to find your passion. One of the biggest things that Chambra questions, what is my passion? What am I supposed to be doing? How do I find the passion? I'll give you a little bit of a secret. A lot of times we tend to look at our past to say, what is our passion? We tend to look at things that have gotten us interested or excited before. So then when you kind of like look back in the rear view saying, well, what's my passion? Ooh, none of that seems appealing. You're not going to find it back there. It's going to be something very new.
He does an incredible job of allowing you through looking through the parts and things of yourself, the four parts, bringing it all together that you really, truly are clear about what your passion is. Everybody has an idea of what it is and how they might get there, and he really defines it, and it's quite beautiful. And
he helps the participants get a real focus on it.
Yeah, and
it's
good
school.
It's a workshop.
Yep. November 29th, an evening with Tobias in Sydney, Australia. This is just like a one evening. We
about
do a channel. We talk about the Crimson Circle. It's good for drag-alongs and, you know, the curious and those who wouldn't sign up for
a
3-day event.
We're going to try to do a few more of those. A lot of it's that, you know, for people that they don't necessarily know enough about the Crimson Circle to want to make a commitment to a workshop or a school, this is an evening. And it's interesting. It's a different energy because about half the people there were dragged along by somebody else. And so, you know, you have these people going, and then other people going,
It's a different energy.
You know, just many different energies in the room, where when we come into a room like this, everybody already loves the Crimson Circle. We don't have to.
We're just kind of ready to go.
It just is. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Then we are doing Tobias' School 3, The Joy of Life in Kauai. This is the easy school. Obviously sold out because it's easy. And this is like 4 days of beach parties, touring around
the
island.
It's the school you take when you say, I want to take care of me. It's about you.
It is. And we do it. We do some channels every
it's
day,
fun.
But we don't get real serious. We do
it's
like
fun.
Channels on the beach and at
it's
Waimea
fun. It's
Canyon.
Nice.
And
it's nice.
We go dolphin and whale watching. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot
Sorry,
of fun.
Sold out. We'll do it next year. March 15th through the 16th in Bogota, Colombia. Happy to announce that we are doing a weekend with Tobias. The date is firm. We're still finalizing a few hotel details, but we're going south of Mexico this time. Going to Bogota. So looking forward to that.
We're told there's a very large Chambra group there. And it's also fairly close to Venezuela, so we think it could be a really wonderful Chambra celebration in Colombia.
We're really looking forward to it. And I hear the Colombia group is very, very passionate and excited. So everybody down in Colombia, we look forward to seeing you in March. That is followed by, this is serious, by the way. We're going to do it. We are going to do it.
Jeff did everything he could not to call it that, and it is what it is.
I did everything I could last year not to put it on the schedule, and it's like, no, he was joking about that when he first mentioned it a couple years ago, and we tried to schedule other things, other places, nothing worked out, and so we find ourselves now doing exactly what Kathumi said, going to Ohio in the middle of March, for the What Am I Cow Dung Anyway weekend workshop. It's going to be just Kathumi.
And it could still be moving to Cleveland because Columbus isn't turning out perfect.
I think it's going to be Columbus. Terry Spires is there helping Susie with the arrangements, but we are doing it. So watch the website for details. It'll be a first in the spiritual business. I mean, it's like.
Wrong day.
Sometime in April, I believe it is.
Middle of April.
Sorry for the typo. We're going to Brazil We're going to do a weekend with Tobias. We have a wonderful group, Bishambra, in Brazil.
What language do they speak there?
Portuguese.
Oh, you should have told
Portuguese.
Him. I like when he starts speaking Spanish.
No, Portuguese, I learned. Anyway, it's a typo. It's going to be in the middle of April, so watch the website for details. That's what happens when I write over slides. I'm also really happy to announce, as David did before, our new Ask Tobias sessions that were recorded last Saturday here in the Denver area. There's one about the evolution of Gaia. I'll give you a little insight. Tobias says that the spirit of Gaia, which is like a spirit, is leaving. She's departing. He gave the date and everything else and said it's been known for a long time she was going to be leaving, and we become the stewards of the earth. And then he goes into a lot of detail about some of the history of the earth. But
I got scared when he went back 5 million years, and I thought this is going to
be a long channel. 5 billion.
5 billion. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
He gives a little bit of the history of Earth. He talks about Gaia leaving. He talks about a lot of the species of Earth leaving right now, but the new species starting to come in. And he talks about our responsibility, our role in really taking care of the energy of Earth. It was a phenomenal channel. He was really animated. Siglinda Schrenzel did the co-moderation with Linda.
And it was very good.
He didn't let you guys talk a whole lot.
He didn't need to. He was very conversational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was it's a really good channel.
He just wanted nods and winks.
It's about 75 minutes, and it is available if you're here in Coal Creek. It's available here today in hard product. Or you can also download it from the website, audio download. Get on there right now while we're talking. Click that button, and it's going to be on your computer in a couple of minutes.
Cool.
And the new energy education.
See a little spook on the cover? It was really, really quite good. What was amazing to me is they've always talked about education, and historically it's always been, everything's wrong, but nothing about how to make it more right. And it was really, really nice because he gave a very, very grounded, very balanced, very idea how to step forward and what it would look like to start integrating new energy education. And it was really quite realistic. And it was really nice because it talked about the fact that you need to have, that school where you bring the kids together in community so that they learn how to interact with each other, that they need that time where they're actually working on the internet or time at home. It was really, really good. In fact, he talks about communication, to interrelate, calculate, and create.
He's very specific.
Very clear.
Yeah.
And the coolest part of all was he said it would only cost $2.2 million to get it going. I thought, that is cheap.
Oh, he was very specific.
That's cheap.
He actually...
We spent that in Iraq in 3 days.
3 hours.
I know.
Boy,
yeah.
He gave some very specific outlines, some very good, thoughtful
very nice.
Procedures. And at the end, he challenged Shambra, and he said, okay, time to start the schools. And it was a little overwhelming.
It was reasonable, actually. We just got to get the right group of people. Because it was really, if you've been involved in education, what he delivered was very, very real. And the only place that it gets a little sloppy and messy is the fact that it's about Shambra. It's not about just everybody, because not just everybody is that involved with their kids' education enough to say, I'm going to take them out of the system. They'd rather drug them and keep them in the system. So that was the biggest challenge. As he said, it would be more about developing something right now that would attract people in the new energy, Shambra-minded, because they know it's got to be something different. It was nice.
Again, both with education and Gaia, you can download it on the web, the full audio. You can order a physical product, physical CD like this, mm-hmm. or we have some here today. So anyway, the next thing I am so excited about is the Quantum Leap. The video is now done. Vicky Grotz has been working long and hard on taking all the footage from 3 days, consolidating it, putting it into a one-hour video that covers just about all the events from the Quantum Leap. The music is great. The
is
video,
it an hour? The
whole video, that just the video is an hour.
Oh, I thought it was shorter than that.
Okay. No, it's an hour. And Linda and I watched the the final cut the other night at home. Vicky wanted us to take a look at, see if there's any changes that we wanted to make. So I sat down with a piece of paper. You know, I was going to write down, change this, move that. And within a minute into it, I put the pad down. We just
very
sat
sweet.
There and watched the whole thing. We laughed. We literally cried.
Very sweet.
When we got done with it, I wanted more. So we looked at it again. I mean, it was amazing. It was so fun.
It was fun.
We actually have a little preview
a
for
snap.
You. And if you're on the web also, you can preview it on the Crimson Circle website. You guys ready with the brief preview? Okay. And this is just a one-minute little thing, but it gives you a flavor for what it is. You can get right up there and push the button.
Oh, that's us.
That's us.
Oh.
That's not the...
Oh.
Hell. Okay, here it is. There was the video is just awesome. You can order it now. We're actually going to start shipping November 15th, but you can pre-order it now. And it was just great. You could watch it
and
forever.
And it includes DVDs of the four channels, too.
I'm going to get into that as soon as we get our picture back here.
Oh, sorry.
But, and Vicki, now that you're up here, come here. You did a great job on that. Incredible job. Thank you. And Vicki is a professional video editor. You do it for different shows.
I do for Food Network and Home and Garden Television and DIY Network.
Right.
And I've edited hundreds of television programs, and this is one of the coolest things I've ever worked on.
Mm.
And I can tell it's good because the ending still makes me cry.
Me too. Me too, yeah.
It's just great.
Sweet.
Yes, so thank you
incredible.
So much.
Thank you. And thank you for getting it out so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It truly represents the celebration.
Yeah. The video set also includes, for the first time, DVDs of the channels. Usually we just release the audios, but this time we're actually releasing the DVDs, the pictures of all the channels with Tobias that he did on the opening afternoon, then on the Quantum Leap Eve when he did his train channel, the Kathumi channel from Tuesday, and the very, very wonderful St. Germain channel from Wednesday afternoon.
It's the first time channels on DVD.
Absolutely. So the whole package, $75 U.S. plus shipping and handling. You can order it at the Crimson Circle website. When you go to the homepage, you'll see it right up at the top. So it was cool. Thank you. And thank you, Vicki and crew. Okay, we already talked about this. The ask
yes.
Tobias.
Keep moving, baby.
Okay.
Before I pass out.
And just as a note also, the Standard Technology Personal Study course is out. We introduced it last month. But it is the Tobias channels that talk about how you get in touch with your body for your body to do its own healing.
Connect to you.
Seven CDs with Tobias and Saint Germain. Some were recorded in Tel Aviv, and then
says
the
nine.
Rest in Del Mar, California. Nine. There's nine CDs. I don't remember all these things. Okay, it is time now. Let's take a deep breath. It is time for the Chambra Launchpad, where Chambra from around the world come up front and introduce their new products and services. And today, how about a big welcome for Ann Hartenbach. Come on. Come on up. Don't be shy. Come on up.
Welcome.
Linda doesn't bite. I do, but...
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Oh, it's a thrill. It's a thrill to share my joy.
Yeah. And so would you like to tell us what you wrote? It's, of course, on the screen there so everybody can see. But your book is entitled...
Where Bluebirds Fly, Poetry for Ascension. It's my first book. I have written three more since The Quantum Leap.
Wow.
So I am just bursting with joy and poetry. And but I would love to talk about this very first one today.
Isn't it amazing when you've got all that stuff in your head and your creativity, and then you just do it. You just get it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when did you actually write this?
Well, this first book I wrote winter of 2005 is when I started to acknowledge what I was doing.
Right.
And it just happened to come out in poetry, and at first, not very good poetry, when I look back on it. But the more I played with the energy of it, the more fun I had, and I discovered how to create beautiful little jewels that I've come to love very much.
And do you have, a writing background, or what?
Oh, I hated poetry.
Ah.
I hated poetry. I would not read it. You could not get me to sit down to...
That's a big jump. How'd you get there?
Huge.
What were you doing? What was your 3D job, your muggle job?
Oh, my last one, I was a legal assistant in Manhattan.
Not very poetic. I mean,
not
the job,
very poetic.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But it served me very well for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have to say that when I quit my job last June to do this full time, it was the third time I had quit my corporate job and in the past 8 years. So it took me a few tries to kind of
So what
feel
created
my,
the leap?
Yeah.
That's a big leap. I'm like, wow, I hate poetry to poetry book.
Oh, well, it found me. It surprised the heck out of me.
Hmm.
I just... And these are words now, allowed myself to be, daydreamed a lot, just enjoyed myself. I followed the joy.
Yeah.
I followed the joy, and this is how it came out. And what's so fun now is it was just the first step, because what's behind it, behind the last book I wrote, which, is following this first book sometime before Christmas, it... are totally different things. It's related to the human experience and joy and beauty and it's just taken me in a whole nother direction, but it's fun and it's creative and it's...
And you make a good point. You got all this stuff kind of backlogged in the creative consciousness.
Yes.
And when you get that first one out, you realize, oh my gosh, there's a lot more back there. And the first one doesn't have to be the one that sets the world on fire. It might be, but there is so much more that comes in out, and then it just flows.
Why it's easy to stand here today is that this book is just created out of pure joy.
Mm.
It came from my authentic self. That's how I can claim it.
Yeah.
So...
Would you mind reading a little bit?
I would love to. It was hard. You mentioned that. Which one do I pick? I love them all. So, we'll start. Oh, I know. How do you do this? I need
the mic in one hand, the book in the other.
Could you? I would love that. Okay. Oh, stand right next to me. We love the mail. So. Now, because... feeling the joy of being human is so present with me lately. I'm going to read My Body. This is from this book. My body serves me gently in rest or running wild, wraps me in its knowing, expresses me with style. Often it will lead me when thinking will not do, pain and pleasure flowing, revealing what is true. Sacred, subtle feelings lie within her bounds, hidden secret stories waiting to be found. Holding spirit softly, close in solitude, feeling without judging, choice and attitude. Naked soul unfettered, choosing human form, shifting shape and matter, risking social scorn. Regal, unencumbered, willing, round and tall, complying with desire, allowing should I fall. My body of compassion beneath the surface knows the beauty of my essence. Is cradled in my soul.
Mm. Very nice.
Wow, that was nice. Thank you.
So,
So this is very exciting, and I've never read it out loud before. So now this is
wicked. Doesn't that feel good?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
This is wicked. This is from book two. I love this wicked feeling of becoming who I know. The power of transition embedded in my soul. Transmutation hovers, closing in at last. I did not have to do this, be of the working class. I see a grand illusion, above so goes below, as my body cells remember how to balance on one toe.
Wow.
Very
wow,
nice.
Nice.
I don't know if I can get through this last one.
You can do it.
Okay.
We'll breathe with you.
This, yeah. Very exciting. This is from book three, Beautiful Things to Feel. It's a little long, but fewer words. A weathered shoe, a beaded bag, mosaic tile, a soothing salve, a sacred birth, another view, the grace of God embracing you. A silly grin, a different scarf, wedded bliss, a warming heart. The end of day, a luscious soup, the comfort of a softer shoe. A bubbling bath, a morning dew, a garden filled with many hues. A slower pace, a better view, your body when it feels renewed. Lucid thoughts, steamy brews, consciously accepting you. Loving hands, a deck of cards, accepting what has left a scar. Warmer winds, balmy air, caution when you see a bear. Making sense of what you do, smelling something very new. Warmer winds, empty land, the way you touch another's hand. Tremendous, vital, scenic views, discovering a better glue. A starry night, a clearer you, than gentleness of love ensued. Knowing someone else's face, calmer now in their embrace. Beautiful
nice.
Things to feel.
Thank you. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Anne.
You're
Anne,
welcome.
Where can people get the books other than here today?
I'm so glad you asked me that.
I know. I had to ask you that.
Choosingheart.com. That's my website. Right now it just has the one book, but many changes are going to be made in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm going
to beautiful website it is, by the way.
Hmm.
I wonder who designed it.
Mark Ritter.
Mark Ritter with
creativeaspects.net. It is beautiful. And I just said, I don't know what it looks like, but this is the feeling that we have to do. And he just is wonderful at it. So thank you, Mark. I have so much poetry coming out of me. Books could never accommodate what's happening now. So I'm going to create a poem a day.
Wow.
And put that on my website. Just fun, you know. And it's just fun. It'll be light and fun and something beautiful. So
well, look for that in the directory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Anne.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for accommodating me on such short notice.
We knew you were coming all along.
I did too, but I just couldn't think of it. I had to just let
but
it happen.
But it feels pretty good up here. It's not. It's not. Nothing to be nervous
about. They
have
pretty nice faces, actually. It's a pretty warm
group. If there is any place, well, I have so much I want to do. I'm going to go back home and just stick around there for a long period of time now because it's very fun.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if you had to get out once, what would you do? You know, where would you go? And there's no warmer group than
true.
Here.
Pretty nice coupon.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Glad you could be here.
Thanks.
Isn't that great?
And, you know,
it always feels good to be able to really show that Chambre are doing it. They're being themselves and doing it.
And it's really what Crimson Circle is about. It's about supporting Chambre, encouraging them, and sharing yeah, stories and sharing everything. So everybody remembers that, you know, you're not alone. There's a whole group. And just like Anne being up here and sharing your experience is going to inspire consciousness in a lot of other people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Just down to the last things before the break. I had to put this on here. Aaron from Canada does these funny things that he puts on the message board once in a while. Very creative artist. Some of this is R-rated, but it's not, and it's not really a game. This is, he just creates these things. But I thought it's pretty funny. It's called Shamanopoly.
Good Lord.
And it's a board game. You know, you can quit your job. You can incarnate again, sucker. Your train is stuck at the Quantum Leap Station. There's all sorts of... There's Kathumi Cleveland Film Studio. I thought it was funny. Aaron, you do an incredible job. Some of the stuff I can't put up here because it's really risque, but this one was pretty good. And finally, before we go on break, I thought this was rather interesting. From Newsweek magazine back in August, the article, which is very long, it says, in one of history's most absurd acts of totalitarianism, China has banned Buddhist monks in Tibet from reincarnating without government permission. According to a statement issued by the State Administration for Religious Affairs, the law, which goes into effect next month and strictly stipulates the procedures by which one is to reincarnate, is an important move to institutionalize management of reincarnation.
Scary,
well,
huh?
Here's the good news. Here's the good news. The government of the most populous country in the world is officially recognizing reincarnation. That's the good news. So there's a consciousness shift there.
Of some sort. Twisted, but...
It's twisted, but at least... But yes, it was actually done to control Dalai Lama, because they figure if you now have to register for reincarnation... And they can deny your reincarnation papers, much like immigration can deny your entry into the States. So they can prevent the Dalai Lama from becoming the next Dalai Lama, you know. So now the Chinese government can pick the next leader of the Tibetan monks. But, you know, they can't really do that. But the interesting thing was just, this is kind of a weird... backways thing of a consciousness shift by acknowledging reincarnation officially.
I'm going to pass out. I think it's break time.
It's about break time. Okay. I thought it was interesting.
No, it's very interesting.
We're going to take a break here in a moment, but before we do, the staff, Linda, myself, want to thank all the Chamber Angels for your love and support. It has been an incredible journey.
Amazing.
Over these last 7 or 8 years. Incredible for all of us. So, thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a 20-minute break, and we're going to come back to see why Linda and I are wobbly today.
And remember, there's food back there and treats, Chamber treats. Okay.